Not only is it his 73rd birthday today, but it's the 45th anniversary of the first full show he played with the Rolling Stones back in 1975 at the LSU Assembly Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His 28th birthday. He was a member of the Faces, came over to the Stones, and here's what he thought his role would be with the Stones.
When I did come in it myself, I thought, well, hopefully I'm putting some humor in here and lightening things up. You know, let's try and keep this thing from going down into another crevice here, you know, into another chasm of darkness, you know. Happily, the music rescues all.
Chasm of darkness, wow. He was only a salaried employee until the early 90s when finally they made him a partner. Other guitarists who auditioned or were considered, Peter Frampton, Jeff Beck, and the late Rory Gallagher, all to replace Mick Taylor. And the song Start Me Up, that was actually ripped off from one of their other songs. They can do that. Here's Ronnie Wood.
The way that Start Me Up was born, it reminds me a little bit of this song that we've just recorded in Paris called Don't Stop. It's a heavy guitar riff song that, I don't know, just slips in and seems to make sense because it's so simple, but it takes on a different face when you actually put it in context with the live reproduction of it.
All right, so Bob Dylan once said his favorite songwriters are Gordon Lightfoot, Warren Zevon, Randy Newman, John Pride, Guy Clark, and Jimmy Buffett. That came as a surprise to Jimmy Buffett, but so did the time he bumped into him in the early 80s in the Caribbean, the island of St. Barts. Dylan, who was seeing a woman there, was in port with his schooner, Water Pearl. Here's Jimmy Buffett.
I was walking through Gustavia in the harbor, and I was going by the marine supply store, and I was looking in the window, and heard this voice say, "Hey, Jimmy, that's a nice-looking pair of shoes, isn't it?" And so he invited me out on the boat. I mean, we sat there and talked and got stoned all day long.
Wasted away in Margaritaville. So 5 years later, thinking he had a pretty good bond with Dylan, he went backstage to visit him in Paris. And Bob Dylan didn't say a word. Looked like he didn't remember him. That was the last time they saw each other. Man, that's so sad.